You'll close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus, I need ears to hear. Your spiritual ears within me to hear what you're saying to me. And it's for your glory, Lord. Eyes to see and a heart to perceive what you're trying to get through in my heart. Amen.
Are you coming out of the corner?
I don't know. It's going to be up to you. I'll leave your discernment. I have a message that came from Ron. He has no idea what we were involved in the past because it only went on the computer this week. So I can't say he knows because this came the same day that it was put on. And the title of this article is Truth as a Person. Did anybody else get it? Truth as a Person. As we have often stated, our destiny is, first of all, to attain the likeness of Christ. How many say amen?
Amen.
All right. We will fall short along the way. We will have much to learn, relearn, and unlearn. I love that part because it includes the unlearn. We will face many obstacles, but our life's vision must not deviate from its goal. Along the way, there will also be false teachers and ministers. That part I didn't like, but I know it's truth. How can we discern the true from the false? In answer to this important question, the Bible itself provides a number of fundamental tests to authenticate the soundness of one's doctrine. One test in particular comes from the Apostle Paul, who writes, "Test yourself to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourself, or do you not recognize that this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail the test." 2 Corinthians 13:5. You don't need to write it down. Paul takes all of Christianity and sums up its entire body of truth into one irreplaceable reality. Jesus Christ is in you. This reality is one of the needful things that Jesus said was necessary. We might be misinformed about the timing of the rapture or misguided in our administration of church government, but Paul says a true Christian is one who has accepted the living reality of Christ into their hearts. Do you see this? We are saved not because we said a prayer at an altar. We are saved because when we prayed, the Spirit of Jesus Christ actually entered our life. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
When he promises, "I will never leave you or forsake you," Hebrews 13:5, he means he is with us forever. The devil knows that we are Christians not because we carry a Bible or because we actually carry Christ. Christ's presence is a flame of eternal life within us or me. I want you to try that one on. Say, Christ's presence is a flame of eternal life within me. Kind of cool, huh? It is Christ's dwelling in us that produces fruit. Works deliverance, manifests power through us. Our living union with him makes us his temple. Our connectedness to him enlivens us as his body. In the swirl of religious deception in our world, all we need to know about truth and error can be found by focusing on Jesus. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," John 14:6. I believe it is vital to have right theology, but truth is more than theology. Truth, Paul tells us, is Jesus. Mm. Ephesians 4:21. And when Jesus is in us, he transforms us. Not you and I transforming ourselves or manipulating ourselves. I need to say that the coordinates of God's Holy Spirit in people of God can confirm something so intense, and it can be done within 10 minutes, and it happened this past Tuesday night. I took a person up here so that I would be away from the people. I gave a person what I saw in a vision. I did not speak it to anyone else. The person went back and sat, and within 15 minutes, someone else had seen the exact same vision, word for word, but added detail to what I had seen and confirmed it. That's happening because Christ in us is the hope of glory. Are you hearing me? Consider also the profound words Paul wrote to the Galatians. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 2:20. Paul wrote, Christ lives in me. The Son of God is not a mere doctrine. He is Emmanuel, God with us, or God in us. Eternal life comes from knowing God and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. John 17:3. So what is eternal life? That flame that he imparted to you and me? It's in us. So while there are many important doctrines, all of which are worthy of discussion, our single most important doctrine is that Christ is living within us. Speaking, loving, healing, and guiding those born of his Spirit. When someone postures himself as a keeper of true faith, yet he rejects the reality of Jesus Christ living within us, that person reveals he is the one walking in deception. Now that's heavy. But you need to take that truth, okay? Truth. In an era of great confusion, we must see truth as a person, Jesus Christ. Everything we need to know about God, heaven, hell, salvation, sin, and redemption is centered in him. We must also apply our hearts in humility and focus faith to become like him, even as John taught. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. John 1 John chapter 2 verse 6. Eternal life does not come from having a religion. Amen. About Christ, but from actually knowing him. John 17:3. He has purchased our forgiveness, our healing, and our well-being. As our Redeemer, he works all things for our good. As our King, he grants us his authority and sends us as his ambassadors. He calls us his body, underscoring his oneness with us, and he extends to us his sanctification and righteousness. We are his bride, wooed by his love. Are you catching on? If anyone tries to convince you that Christ does not dwell within his people, remind them of his word. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. John 14:23. Is that how sounding it at home? Make our abode with him. Our abode. Spirit, Holy Spirit, Father and Son, corporately. Beloved, truth springs from our oneness with Jesus Christ. Our vision is nothing less than Christ in us, the hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. Warn those who pick at peripheral doctrines, yet deny the indwelling of Jesus Christ. The test of true faith is Jesus Christ in us. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Yes, remind them that truth is a person, not merely a doctrine. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Am I forgiven for being out of the corner?
Yes, yes, yes.
So that you won't forget. Because it is so basic that I made copies. And I said, okay, God, this has got to go in. It's got to be inside of each of us. And the reason I made the copies is because I felt that sometimes we think we understand something, but we need to declare it. My press to each and every one of you is to release this out loud as the Lord leads you, even if it's only a small section per day, so that it'll start manifesting and irritating your soul. Do you hear me? It will manifest through your spirit, but it will irritate your soul. Your brain is going to logicalize some of these things because it is well done. And I said, Lord, this is so cool and so good. And this morning I double-checked and I said, God, if you want this, then confirm it. And he did. Even if the tree has been trimmed and there's nothing left, except the core. And the roots are what? What happened to the roots? Yeah. So his intent, I believe, with this word of truth, is to take you and I into a place where we will believe what we speak as being him speaking through us. When the president sends an ambassador to a different country, is that ambassador speaking their words or our president's words? The undermining of Christ in us, the hope of glory, through the religious realm, because of rituals and so on and so forth. And I'm not accusing anybody. I am not going there. I am, however, saying, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open. Your discernment can be validated through these words and through these scriptures. And it's only one page. It's not complicated, but it is a test. As I was rereading this, I remember 1986 or 7, Royal Cronquist was in the area. And he had already driven me to my knees more than once, so it wasn't anything unusual for him to continue. This particular time, I probably wanted to put him in the corner too. He said, it's in 1 John chapter 4, I believe, that how do you discern when you hear a voice or you may see a manifestation of an angel? How do you know it's from God?
By truth.
No. Let's say I appear to you right now and I start delegating all kinds of things to you. And I say, I'm bringing you the latest prophetic message from heaven. How do you know I'm from heaven? How can you make this spirit bow or stand?
Spirit?
No. How can you How can you make sure that I'm from heaven and not from hell?
I was going to say, my spirit is with them.
Your spirit can be baffled, believe me.
I'm sure it can.
Okay? Especially if Adam and Eve both failed,
yep.
So can we.
Yep.
So what's the proof?
How do you shut this thing down and make it obey you?
By
what's on that sheet?
And speak it out?
You need to be able to say to that spirit, do you believe that Jesus Christ is alive in me right now? And if that spirit says, yes, you are of the Lord, and the same Jesus is in you that was in the original, you know, Christ, then you'll know he's from heaven. And the other test is the blood. I never forgot that lesson. Because there will be seasons where you will hear many voices, and they're all going to claim, we're from the Lord. We're, you know, and it's not God. So don't be afraid if you're hearing something or if you see something and you see it manifest before you. Do you believe? And if they say, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is in you, it's directly from heaven. But if they can't respond, they will disappear because they can't handle the knowledge that you have about you, who you are in Christ. Because they are fakes. They want the attention. They want to be. I mean, there's all kinds of manifestations out there. Okay? If you went into the occult realm, you'd see how many angels come. And there are angels of light and angels of darkness in the same realm. Okay? And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to tell you. That's the proof. That's what you need to be able to say. Okay? If you're really from heaven and you belong to Jesus Christ, then you'll recognize that I have the same Jesus in me that was in him. The same Holy Spirit that's in me is the same Spirit that was in Jesus. We will serve the same Father. And they will acknowledge. They will verify. Cool? That's a piece of information that I had never heard before. And when I went back to Gino, he says, Kim, it's right on target. He said, if they can't acknowledge that Jesus is in you, then they can't be from the one that serves the Most High God. Because that was the whole purpose. The whole purpose of the cross. So that he could impart his spirit to me and to are you ready now? Close your eyes, put your hand on your heart. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
There's a lot of truth here.
There's a lot of truth here.
And I want your grace.
And I want your grace.
To manifest in me.
To manifest in me.
So that this truth.
So that this truth.
Will impact my future.
Will impact my future.
As I can stand.
As I can stand.
Before all kinds of angelic.
Before all kinds of
presentations, or even people, in high places. If they cannot accept, that Jesus Christ is fully alive in me, my heavenly Father's in me, his Holy Spirit lives in me,
then they're not of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Simple